you before work is done. Come see what first-class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Hey, Tiger fans. Fall is in the air, and sitting by the fire pit at Lakeside Lodge Clemson overlooking the lake is the place to be. Whether you're watching football with other Clemson fans, relaxing by the lake, or enjoying delicious food and drinks at Traditions on the Lake restaurant, there's no better fall retreat than Lakeside Lodge. We have everything from three-bedroom suites to studios that you can rent for a weekend or own to use as often as you like. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to find out more.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. The upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we are back. Ronnie, I don't know whether you remember this at all, but last year I talked about the changing nature of this game and again, and what it meant from a quarterback, a collegiate quarterback rating standpoint, and how the numbers were going up every year, every single year. And I detailed every number. I detailed how the numbers were going up every year, and I said on this very show that as great as Burrow was, you can be certain that one or more, this is a quote, that one or more quarterbacks next year, now this year, would break Burrow's mark. And that seemed impossible based on the year that Burrow had. But again, this goes to defending Alabama and the difficulty in doing so with the way the quarterback is producing and the way this game is being played now. Because there was a time where you don't have to go back that far, where the highest quarterback ratings were like Marcus Mariota, who had these insanely good years, and his quarterback rating would be like 182. Well, last year we topped 200. And again, this is something that I detailed last year and how those numbers work. Looper, I'm coming to you. But just as a reminder, and to show you how it works, in 2016, Baker Mayfield set an all-time NCAA quarterback rating mark with a 196.4 mark. In 2017, Baker Mayfield broke his own record by posting an even higher quarterback rating, the highest in history, the then highest in history at 198.9. In 2018, Kyler Murray broke Baker Mayfield's mark of 199.2 ranking rating, and Tua also broke Baker's mark with a 199.4 rating. In other words, 0.2 points, 0.2 higher than Kyler. But both guys broke the all-time record. Last year, 2019, Burrow broke the all-time record with a 202 quarterback rating. This year, we have two guys ahead of that. Zach Wilson of BYU, and he's at 207.7. He's 6 points higher, almost 6 points higher than Burrow was. And then Mac Jones at Alabama is at 220.1, 18 points higher than Burrow was. That describes the insanity of this game now and how this game is being played and what is happening. Every single year, we are breaking the previous year's all-time record. Every single year. And you would think, well, this is going to level out at some point and defenses are going to get a hold of it. It's not happening. Quite the opposite is happening. The numbers are going up every single year. Now, generally, they go up by two or three. Right now, Mac Jones is 18.1 points higher than Burrow was last year, in a year that everybody said was the greatest year by a quarterback in college football history. Well, this guy's 18 points higher. And Zach Wilson of BYU is 6 points higher than Burrow. And guess what? Next year, someone's going to come along and break that mark. And we'll see what Jones ends up with. You know, I said this at the end of last year. When Jones came in to replace Tua, there was no difference in that offense other than evasiveness and ability to extend plays. But Tua had basically lost that by that point anyway. There was no difference. And actually, Jones is throwing the ball better than Tua was. Much better. Tua struggled on vertical throws last year. Jones is actually throwing the ball better than Tua. Better. And, you know, these throws are right on target. Now, what he can't do is extend plays. But my point in this is how difficult it is to stop these offenses, to stop these quarterbacks, and especially when you have the type of receivers that Alabama has, that LSU had a year ago. The best defenses in the last quarter century can't stop them. The best you can do is hope to affect the quarterback and slow them. Slow them. Create a few turnovers. Create some empty possessions. That's the best you can do now. That's the best you can do on defense now. Doesn't matter how good you are. Doesn't matter how good you are. And these numbers demonstrate that. And you just wonder where and if or how it's going to stop. You know, and all the rules favor it too. You know, one of the things that's happening like in the NFL right now is holding penalties are way down. Offensive holding penalties are way down. And you know what's way up? Defensive pass interference penalties are through the roof. Are through the roof. So much so that you have old NFL quarterbacks who are saying that it's becoming sort of a joke. Kurt Warner did the radio broadcast for the football game last night. And Warner is going, I mean, this is basically embarrassing. You know, all guys do now is chuck the ball up in the air and wait for the penalties, which invariably come. And that you're seeing it in the end zone constantly. Every time a DB gets near a receiver, and this has happened collegiately too. You know, you get a DPI. Look at the Georgia Alabama game. There were several absolutely ridiculous defensive pass interference penalties called against Georgia. Honestly, if you cannot cover a receiver under the law, then there's no way to stop them. You can forget about stopping them. They've got to allow defensive backs to play. They're not allowing them to play at all. And you have NFL quarterbacks, ex-NFL quarterbacks who are screaming about this. You got guys just chucking the ball up and everything is a defensive pass interference. They're not allowing DBs to play, and it is happening at both the college and pro level. And again, the Georgia game was a good example. Multiple pass interference penalties, key plays, key fouls called on Georgia. They were just ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. That if you can't play the way Georgia played it, then you can't play. You can forget about stopping them. It doesn't matter. Something has to change. There has to be some sort of return to a norm. Something more centric than this, because the game is out of whack. If you don't understand how much the game is out of whack, let me give you an example. Last year, there was one NFL team who averaged more than 30 points a game. This year, I think there are six. Last year, there was one NFL team that gave up more than 30 points a game. This year, there are nine. Nine. And a lot of it has to do with these ridiculous defensive pass interference penalties. They're not letting DBs play at all. You tell me collegiately, when you have an NFL offensive line like Alabama does, and you have receivers like Smith and like Waddle and like Mechie, how on earth anyone's going to cover those guys if you don't allow the DBs a fair chance to play? The answer is you're not. And that'll be the other thing to watch for when Georgia and Alabama have their rematch, is will that change at all? Or are they still going to flag every Georgia DB every time he gets near an Alabama receiver? Because anyone who watched that game knows that there were ridiculous calls made against Georgia. Defensive pass interference penalties. But it's not just a Georgia-Alabama thing. It's in every level of the game right now. Again, I just gave you all the evidence from the National Football League. NFL quarterbacks talking over and over again about how something has to change, that it's just broken. And then the numbers, the scoring numbers. You know, a year ago, one team 30 points. This year, six teams. A year ago, one team allowed 30 points. This year, nine teams. If they're not going to let you play defense, it's going to be hard to stop anybody. Lines are jammed. I'm coming to you guys. Let me tell you about my friends at Harry's. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some of the razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. I love the flexible soft hinge. I love the sharper blades. New customers can try out Harry's new sharper blades for just $3 when you use code WALL at checkout at harrys.com, capital letters. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new, and it's usually a gimmick. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices a penny. The new blades are so sharp that a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with the Harry's new blades, their eighth shave was as smooth as the first. How do they deliver such quality at such a low price? Easy. They bought the German factory that's been honing the finest blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden. They own the entire manufacturing process from research and development to the factory floor. They cut out the middleman. There is no middleman. Harry's has a great offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set with code WALT at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code WALT at checkout to give Harry's sharper blades a try. I promise you will thank me later. Do I have time here, Ramona, to get to Looper? Let's see if we can squeeze Looper in, because he's been hanging on for a while. Looper!
Rock it up, Tennessee. Where is Ballman? I reckon he's still hit again. He went back to the mountains and hide. There's a little coach, Pruitt, Prudy man. Boy, it's unreal. It's an embarrassment. Said, boy, we getting them, boy, he's out recruiting big Dabo, getting them recruits. All right. Them recruits he's getting, Dabo don't want. He just does that left fade, left jab in there, make people, well, he thinks they want that player real bad. He'll grab them, get them crumbs off the master's table ball, man. While we just go in Tennessee and get some of your best players. Just like old Herman, man, we went out and got another commitment, cornerback or safety out there from Austin. Right in the back door, Herman. Why can't you keep him in there, Herman? Going right into Texas and just grabbing them. That's another coach gone, old Hermie. Now we got Gussie. Came down on down in the plains of South Carolina. I told a guy at work. That was a downfall. I gave Monkey Chunk a chance, 55% chance of winning, and they pulled it out. So we won't see Gussie. Gussie's gone. They want him gone anywhere. Where are all these coaches coming from? That Southeastern Conference, boy, they some jokey teams in there. Mullet Head, he was lucky they had a game postponed. He probably lost to nothing. He said, we want fans in the stadium. It ain't going to help him none. Mullet head. And now we're getting on them Bengals and Oregon. They back down in Lake Pontchartrain. They've gotten their submarines and going back to the depths of Lake Pontchartrain and hide for a while. It's crying shame. They say they lost players, and that's why we can't win. But we lose players every year. We just keep on rolling that bus. That Roy bus is just rolling. Now the Big Ten's coming up. We don't know what about they going to do. They come rolling in this coming weekend. And there's a joke out there in the Big Ten. We Harbaugh, we got to see what he's got. He might be a nothing on the chopping blocks after this year. Oh, Harbaugh. Well, it's the Pac-12. I don't know when they're getting started. They said they're supposed to start in November. But we is this kicking it off for the claim. And, Joey Galloway, talking about Alabama's got the best offense in the great country of law, said they better than anybody this year. That's what they said about 0-2-0. That year we beat them like 44-16. They had the greatest offense the world has ever seen. But what did they do? They shot them blanks, Mr. Galloway. And guess what Palmer said about his little top five? He had Texas A&M. In that top four, I don't know where he gets that from. He must be hitting that bottle too much. Texas A&M, number four in the country at the end of the year. We're bimbo in his bimbo. Just because they beat Mississippi State. Another team is, I don't know where they at. I think Leach just took a vacation. Said, well, we just can't win down here. I mean, where do these people come from, their analysis? And, I think now, Mr. Urban Meyer, he had a, you know, cardiologist, you know, he was a neurosurgeon. Now I think he's hitting dementia. I didn't think nobody caught what he said Saturday, but I did. He said from starting Saturday, Notre Dame will be favored in double digits the rest of their ball games. That came out the word of dementia, Urban Meyer. I think he's starting to get dementia now. Nobody don't want him as a coach. I think he's playing on his head.
Texas does. Texas does.
Well, I don't know. Mac Brown weren't that. Now yeah. We get on Mac Brown. Everybody says he's a world beater. Greatest coach in mind and legends. And when you let Tallahassee Joe down there beat you that bad, that tells you there that the program, just like it was at Texas. I mean, I didn't expect it.
Looper, I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. Great job, Looper.
Let me tell you about the health dare. Look, Walt Tiptula here to tell you about the health dare. Tracy and her husband took the dare, lost a combined total of 46 pounds and 67 inches. They say the program was easy to do, even when they were on vacation at the beach. There's no going to the gym. You can still have fast food. If you'd like to reverse your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, or obesity, call the health dare. They'll reverse those symptoms in 30 days or your money back. Right now, it's buy one, get one free. So call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Tell them I sent you. That's how you collect the BOGO deal. 1-877-I-DARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idareme.com. You will thank me later. All right, quick break. It is Byron, Matt, and Georgia Jeff as soon as we get back.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're celebrating 20 years in business at Bennett Equipment. Join us as we celebrate on Thursday, October 29th from 10 to 4 at our Piedmont store. We'll demo Takeuchi products, link belt excavators, have lots of door prizes, and factory reps will be on hand. And if you buy a Takeuchi machine that day, you'll be entered in a drawing to receive a $2,000 discount on your purchase. Thanks for making it a great 20 years. And remember, if you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Savor the traditional flavors of Mexico with a dining experience at El Jimador Viejo in Central. El Jimador Viejo describes the old farmers of the unique blue agave plant, a staple in their craft margaritas, and their unique selection of tequila your way. Pair them with delicious made-to-order Mexican dining selections. Savor the traditional flavors of Mexico 7 days a week. El Jimador Viejo in Central's Old Town Square on East Aquina Trail, just a half mile off Highway 93. 506-8063.
Football fans are looking for another great season of college football, and they're starving for delicious food from Chick-fil-A. Herb and Carol Tyler, Clemson class of 82 and 84, look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Make Chick-fil-A a part of your football tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 886-9080. Or order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
That's the sound of disinfecting in your business and workplace. It's the sound of EnviroShield being applied by JanPro of the Western Carolinas to make your business safe and clean for your customers and your employees. Like never before, it's vitally important to have your business cleaned thoroughly with a CDC-approved, hospital-grade, broad-spectrum disinfectant like EnviroShield. This electrostatic spray uses a series of different spray models for specific areas and applications in your business. It's one of the most advanced and efficient disinfectants available anywhere. And JanPro of the Western Carolinas can bring it into your business. For a simple evaluation, call JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053. Get your business clean for your customers and your employees. Be prepared, gain knowledge, move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas.
Are you mechanically inclined and love working with your hands? High-demand jobs with great wages are within reach in the exciting world of computerized machining operations, and the CNC Programming and Operations Program at Tri-County Technical College is your best next step. Literally dozens of companies right in our own backyard need you to learn the manual and computer-controlled machining skills today to enter the advanced manufacturing workforce of tomorrow. Learn more at tctc.edu/CNC.
Hello, Medicare recipients. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. When have you reviewed your Medicare plan with an independent agent? If you have not done this in the last 2 to 3 years, you are very likely not receiving all the benefits that you could be. You're leaving money on the table. I understand the reluctance to change. However, we need to at least make sure we are on the right plan, even if we stay with the same company. We can meet with you safely, either in person or virtually. We represent all of the plans and will listen to your needs. As honorable professionals, we will even tell you to stay put if we feel your current plan best fits those needs. Please call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And please remember, our services always come free to you.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the Press Box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I said or maybe things that I felt about you.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. Everyone, how about this? Bruin Q writes me on my Twitter feed and writes, convince the Mexican restaurant in Livonia to cut Road Rage on. They love you, Walt. Hey, that's what we're talking about. We love them, too.
That's awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, the Tennessee people, they love us, too. The Mexican restaurant in Tennessee, they don't like us as much.
No, I wouldn't think so.
The one in Knoxville, they don't like us as much. Not today.
I wouldn't think so.
Not today. Not today. Like, it's my fault. Like it's my fault. By the way, I want to talk about Georgia, too. I want to talk a little bit about Stetson Bennett and whether Stetson Bennett can be fixed. Because I think he can. I think he can. I think there's a school of thought that says, you know, and look, no one realizes better than us that Stetson Bennett is short. You know, we talked at length about that. You know, that was another old show. But little Stetson has some sort of it factor to him. He does. And I watched his post-game presser, and he knew the mistakes he made. He was not amused that he knows he has to get better. There's a competitiveness in that kid that I think can be cultivated. Look, we'll find out what happens with JT Daniels moving forward. I've come to understand a little bit more, I think, about the totality of that Georgia quarterback situation, but there are things I just can't discuss. But I will say this. I think that, you know, I was asked by Blake Smith whether, you know, basically, don't you need an elite quarterback to beat Alabama historically? And historically, you do, but most teams aren't as talented as Georgia is. Georgia's more talented than Alabama, player for player, across the board. So they're good enough. They just have to coach it up right. They have to figure out how to best utilize Stetson Bennett. I'm a little concerned with a couple of things Kirby has said. You know, he basically said, you know, we need to help him with the running game, and, you know, we can't have 40 throws and that kind of stuff. You can have 40 throws. I mean, you know, Alabama has issues on the back end of that defense. The back end of that defense is very suspect and can be attacked and was being attacked. What you can't do are make the mistakes you made. That's what you can't do. You can't have 3 interceptions. You can't do that. And 2 of those interceptions were on batted balls. So you have to figure out how you're going to either get the defensive lineman's hands down or what you're going to do with Stetson Bennett, as I said yesterday, in terms of moving the pocket, getting him outside, or, you know, just having him throw more towards the outside. Because I put up a video on my Twitter feed, and I wrote that at the 1 minute and 15 second mark of the video, you know, Stetson, first of all, before I get to that, a lot of these snaps are awful. These shotgun snaps are at his ankles. You know, and if a quarterback has to go down to the ground and pick up a shotgun snap,
His eyes are no longer on the defense. He's not focused on what he needs to be focused on. And this was one of those cases. And Stetson forced the ball down the middle of the field that got deflected at the line of scrimmage and intercepted by a lineman. To his left, he had his tight end, 87, releasing it to the flags, wide open. It's nobody within 20 yards of him. It's an easy first down, easy gain. And so you've got to coach him up on those things, and you've got to do the little things better. You can't have shotgun snaps hitting Stetson in the ankles. As close as his hands may be to his ankles. Byron. Byron, how are you?
Good, how are you all?
Good, Byron. Appreciate you getting in.
So I just wanted to kind of make like a comparison to what you were talking about with the offenses. And do you remember the 2017 Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Patriots?
Yeah, shootout. Patriots couldn't stop them at all. Brady threw for 500 yards and lost.
So I just wanted to, you know, that right there is an example of what you were talking about. Plus, you can also see the same thing in a different sport like basketball. Right? There's like no defense at all, like in the NBA, college basketball, high school basketball. Yeah. It's the same thing. It's like all of these sports, like two or three decades ago, they were playing defense and it was low scoring, and now it's like the times have changed and the offenses have gotten so much better that there's no defense. And
well, and part of it is they.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, but part of it is they've changed the rules to help all offenses, and as such, the offenses have exploded. The NBA, you can't hand check at all anymore. You can't touch anybody. So they wanted more offense in the game, and they got it. And the same thing is true in the NFL, where DBs now can't touch a receiver at all. They've been creeping incrementalism, making it more and more difficult on defenses for years now. And now we're at an all-time high because, many of these, the number of defensive pass interference penalties called thus far in the NFL this year are on a historical record pace.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say next, is the refereeing has just gotten terrible. And I think one of the problems is that the officiating age is too old. They can't keep up with the athletes they got on the field, and they're like lagging behind to make these calls that are just absurd. Because they may not even see the play, and they're just throwing the flag thinking that something's there when it may not be there.
Yeah, I think that's a part of it. But I just think the biggest part of it is their intent. Their intent was to create more offense, both in NBA basketball and the NFL. Excuse me. That was their intent, and they've changed the rules to achieve their intent.
Yeah. All right, well, I just wanted to make that comparison, but thank you all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good job, Byron. Good point. Well, I choked to death. Matt, how are you?
Good, Walt. How you doing, man?
Good, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
All right, my favorite person on the radio, Walt Deptula.
Thank you, Matt.
Walt, I hate to say, man, but I probably missed, I'm going to say, 70% of your show yesterday due to work. I mean, I heard a little bit of it, and I don't know if you touched on Florida State and North Carolina any yesterday, which I'm sure you did, and I just missed it. But my phone call was regarding that game in particular. I watched that game Saturday, most of it, and, man, what you said earlier, if you just didn't hit it, man, you nailed it. Do you know at least 3 or 4 times during that game, I seen Florida State on defense. North Carolina had the football. He threw the quarterback. Who is it? Sam Howell for North Carolina?
Sam Howell, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He would sling the ball, and, man, when it would be incomplete or, man, there was at least one time I seen where the ball was nowhere near the receiver because Howell didn't throw it good. And the offensive receiver would throw their hands up in the air like, wanting the flag. The referee threw the flag one time, the first time, as a matter of fact, and I thought to myself, why? Why? I don't see any reason to throw that flag on that play. And two or three, four more times during the game, the receivers would throw their hand up wanting the flag. The referee didn't give it to them, but it's like the receivers know that if they ask for it, or it's almost like they just feel like they should get it because they didn't catch the ball. I mean, I'm a defensive person, and I hate that.
Yeah, you're 100% right. The receivers are basically begging the flags on every single pass route, and that's what we're seeing across the football world, and in many cases they're getting them. And again, it's become a real issue. And the NFL is going to have to do something about that. They're going to have to, and it's happening collegially as well, but on both levels, the officials are going to need to be basically retaught, because the defense has to be allowed to play. And that's the only way you're going to change it at this point, because they are throwing flags for defensive pass interference penalty at an alarming rate, and something needs to be done about it because it really is ruining the game.
Well, it is, Walt, and I'm going to tell you, anybody that knows Matt, and there's a few people that listen to your show that do know me, that they'll tell you, Walt, that I'm a fair person, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. I picked North Carolina on my parlay card, -13. And even though that was my pick for money, I still watched that game. And I hate Florida State with a passion. Can't stand Florida State, and I'm happy to see them struggle. But with that being said, they're beating y'all. I mean, y'all losing. Florida State is clearly beating y'all. I mean, just the throwing up the hand, wanting a flag, I mean, that's the number, 5-6 team in America? Come on now. It was just... To me, it just made me lose a little respect for North Carolina, you know?
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate the call, as always. Well done. I think it's an insidious issue right now in all of football. All of these offensive numbers are going up dramatically. All of the defensive numbers are getting dramatically worse. At some point, you got to do something to level the playing field. And the something has to be that you've got to allow DBs to play. If you don't, you're going to get LSU of a year ago. You're going to get Alabama of Saturday. If you don't allow the defensive backs to play at all, if any contact at all is going to draw a flag, then there is no way to cover these guys. It just can't be done. Can't be done. And there's got to be some sort of balance put back into the game. On every level. Let me tell you about Nick Lavey. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavey, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. You've been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, or you've been charged criminally. Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680 to schedule your appointment. Also, check out his website for more info at nicklaverylaw.com. Nick Lavery, LAVERY.com. All right, quick break. Georgia, Jeff, and Len on the other side off of another Cowboys debacle last night. The bad news, Ramona, is that the Cowboys lost to Arizona by like a million. The good news is that they're in the worst division in the history of football, and they're still in first place with two wins. I want to get to that division. The NFC East now 5-17-1. 5-17-1. Three of the wins have been within the division, and they don't have a win over a team with a winning record. Unquestionably, the worst division in the history of the game. Quick break.
While some things are unreliable this year, one thing remains the same, and that's the Mickey Pollard Show live on site at Chick-fil-A of Clemson every game day Friday. Catch my show every Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655, Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 886-9080, or order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or use the Chick-fil-A app.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton is open for dine-in and curbside takeout. Try their hot wings and wash them down with an ice-cold draft beer from 14 different taps while watching the big game with your friends on one of their 8 big-screen TVs. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half-off sushi rolls. Wednesday night, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
Avoiding the carpool? With an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union, you can make it to every event in true Clemson style. With low rates and a variety of financing options, now is the time to apply. Not a Founders member? Not a problem. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Get more energy, drive, stamina, and libido with Bulgarian Tribulus Testosterone Booster by EC Sports. Feel the male-boosting benefits within 24 hours. Boost your free testosterone levels with the most potent Tribulus on the market. Manufactured in the upstate, EC Sports Tribulus will boost your testosterone and blood flow, giving you more energy, drive, stamina, libido, and strength. Unleash your full potential in all aspects of life with Bulgarian Tribulus by EC Sports, the ultimate testosterone booster. Use code BEN for 20% off your order at UpstateMuscle.com.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the weight load travels down the drain.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
This is an actual customer Google review about George Coleman Ford. Matt writes, best service I've ever experienced when buying a car. The sales associate and the rest of the George Coleman team treated me like family, never pressured me into any decisions, even gave me advice regarding my previous vehicle. I'm so thankful for George Coleman Ford and their team. I love my F-150. I'll be buying from them from here on out. It's simple, my friends. Buy from George Coleman Ford. You'll thank me later.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Male, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMale.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
I'm Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congre Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congre Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
My darling angel, closer than my peeps you are to me, baby.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage, back to Little Angel. Let's get to, who is it here? Is it Georgia Jeff, Len, and Yasty? Yasty wants to talk about Penn State. And I see where it actually says Journey Brown, which is good because I think Journey Brown's a potential round one draft pick. I think that backfield, one of the things I'm excited to see about the Big Ten is the backfield of Journey Brown and Noah Kane at Penn State. Because that may be the best running back combination in the country. Before I get to any of that, let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, just Priority One. They're the best in the industry. They're great people, first of all. They matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tata's campaign in the last 4 years. That's $60,000. They matched the first $15,000 every single year. They matched $60,000 worth in the upstate. I mean, I'm sorry, that's just getting it done. That's not reason enough to let them protect your family. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, and ultimate professionalism. You'll know the second they come to your home or property that you're in the hands of the experts. Trust me when I tell you this. Priority One is the best at what they do. We live in an increasingly dangerous world. I'm not telling you what to do because security is a personal decision. But when you're ready to protect your loved ones, dial the number 288-1400, 288-1400. They will be glad to help you. All right, back to the phones. And it is Georgia Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
Walter, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man. I wanted to talk about the game for just a little bit. Yep. It's not much to talk about on about Saturday. It is what it is. I mean, I don't want to sound bitter and sound like a, you know, just a whatever, but it's kind of hard to beat two teams on the same field. You know, I'm not the one to try and blame the refs. I used to laugh at people and just, you know, call the show blaming the refs and all this stuff. But, man, when they called that pass interference call on Eric Stokes in the end zone, I just knew right then and there. 34-24 is a lot different than 30-24. And, look, man, I just got to the point in that game where it's just, you know, it was sickening to watch. I mean –
but, you know, look, on that play specifically, though, if a cornerback cannot do that, then you can't play. There was really no contact whatsoever. You cannot make that call. The announcers indicated you couldn't make that call. It's inexcusable. I mean, there was no contact there. That's the way a DB is supposed to play that. He did it exactly the way he's supposed to, and he still got flagged. Okay, that's BS.
Yeah, I mean, again, you're forcing a field goal, and then they get the ball at the 2 yard line, and the rest is history. You know, but on from that, I really thought Kirby and the coaching staff, mainly Kirby. I'm not going to blame any of the other coaches for that debacle in the second half, but I'm going to blame Kirby because he's an idiot. Kirby Smart is a idiot. When he plays Daddy Bama, he becomes, He looks up to Daddy. He doesn't want to break Daddy's heart and beat Daddy. I feel like there's something going on there. That's the only thing I can think of, because the fact that you only run the ball 12 times is criminal against that crappy defense at Alabama, the worst defense I've seen in Alabama, and, I mean, probably since the Shula days, just awful. You're averaging almost 5-6 yards a carry. That second half game plan should have been more to protect the quarterback instead of putting the quarterback in danger of making mistakes. That game plan in the second half was just awful. They did no favors for Stetson Bennett whatsoever. They put that kid on an island by himself. The guy's a fifth string walk-on, 5'8" quarterback. You cannot put a game like that of that magnitude in that guy's hands and expect him to be Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, any of those players, that type of match. You're not beating Alabama. You're not beating Clemson. You're not beating Ohio. Hell, you're not beating Florida doing that type of stuff. You're going to have to protect Stetson Bennett. You're going to you understand his limitations. You know this guy has a noodle arm. You know he can't stretch the field. Were there drops? Yes, there were drops, and there were some pretty big drops, I will say. But at the same time, you're going to have they're putting their arms up. All you got to do against Bennett is just literally stick your arm straight up. He can't see over the line. They should have designed more plays for him to get outside. They should have ran Kenny McIntosh. Kenny McIntosh, he did get hurt. I did read today that he did get hurt. I did not see when he got hurt. But the whole game plan in the second half was just classic Kirby. And I'm telling you, Walt, I didn't feel this way till after I watched it again for the third time. I thought I would have known after 2nd and 26, but – man, this guy's going to have to get his stuff together. He's going to have to get his stuff together, Walt.
Well, you know, I'm not as down on them as you are, Jeff, in that I think that a lot of what I saw are correctable errors. And I think that I think Stetson Bennett can beat Alabama. I really do. You got one thing it's important to remember is, you know, this kid – may have taken an interesting journey to get there, but he has very little game experience. You know, he hasn't been out there, but he doesn't act like that. This kid has a little bit of an it factor that I think can be cultivated. I do think you have to balance it out a little more. I think you have to be a little wiser in how you play it. And I think you've got to make certain adjustments. I think you've got to look at more throws to the outside. And I think some of those throws were there. I think your center snaps have to be fixed, because you can't have your quarterback in the shotgun catching center snaps at his ankles. It's just not going to work. That's a big problem that needs to be addressed. But I think there are a number of things you can do. I think you can roll the pocket. I think you can get him outside. You can move the pocket, get him outside. But I still think you can beat Alabama. My guess is next time you'll be more aggressive defensively. And you'll try and affect Mac Jones more, because you just can't leave it to the officials on the back end with those calls. And you're going to have to impact him more. But look, the two teams are going to play again. And I know that you're seeing all this JT Daniels stuff, but I don't know. I'm hearing he may not be ready. So I would not be surprised if the two teams play again. I would not be surprised if it's Stetson Bennett. And I will not be surprised if Stetson Bennett beats them.
Yeah, and all that's very possible. I mean, again, I'm just frustrated because it's the...
I get it.
Yeah, it's like what you said. It's like feast, famine, or plague. Remember that back in the day? Feast, famine, or plague.
Well, you got to score in the second half.
You either run the ball too much, you run the ball every damn time up the A-gap, or whatever... You know, you never do anything on the outside, and then when you're actually having success up the gut of their defense, oh no, that's not. You know, since we're averaging 7 yards a game, I'll throw a curveball at them. I'll just make, you know, I'll turn Stetson Bennett into Joe Montana in the second half. That'll really get them. Come on, Kirby, I'm off, Walt. I'll talk to you later, man.
Wow, hey, Ramon, that's about four or five people today. Yeah, that's about four or five people today who sound like they're looking for the nearest bridge, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, he was upset. Yeah.
He clearly is not at all happy about what happened on any level. And look, I get it. But I think that, listen, is Stetson Bennett Justin Fields? No. Is he Jamie Newman? No. Is he the best you have right now? Yes. Can he lead Georgia to the SEC championship? I do believe he can. I can show you enough things on film with him to make you understand that he can. You just you have to help him. You've got to be smarter than you were. And some of that is the design. Some of it is you know, you can't have passes being deflected. So you're going to have to do something about that, because two of those passes were intercepted. One of them by a defensive lineman when he had a guy, a tight end, who was wide open outside. So honestly, it starts with those center snaps. You've got to fix that first. Fix that. Allow your quarterback to keep his focus down the field. He can't be catching snaps at his ankles. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. Stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry. I've received unsolicited testimonials to the end of time about Halt and their service and how they treat people. It doesn't end. They're the best in the industry. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and you're not going to First Class Halt, you're doing yourself an incredible disservice. Incredible disservice. You know, go experience what a First Class Halt oil change is all about. Start with that. Because are you getting a test drive of your vehicle before and after? Are you getting your tires rotated by a master tech? Are you getting your brakes checked by a master tech and measured? Are you getting a 32-point inspection with your oil change? First Class Halt will never do any work that you don't approve of. You will know the price of all work in advance, and they never do any work that you don't absolutely need. It's First Class Halt. Go see him. Anderson Greenville, you'll thank me later.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
The Sizzle and Savory Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles. And right now you can get two of them for $5. So go ahead, call it a comeback. It's Bo time.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
As the owner of a Toyota Tundra myself, I can attest to the quality and value of Toyota. If you're in the market for a new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyota, I urge you to see the team at Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. They're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina, and the Hayes family is set for the fourth generation to lead in the years ahead. The family-friendly atmosphere at Ralph Hayes Toyota sets them apart from the competition. 3525 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
If you've been accused of a crime, injured due to someone else's actions, or hurt on the job, you need to act quickly. Your freedom, medical care, and future are at stake, and the outcome of your case could have a huge impact on your life. Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, today to get you the best possible outcome for your case, including the compensation you're entitled to. Criminal, personal injury, and workers' comp. Get the advantage of using your local hometown attorney, Nick Lavery. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680.
Interested in a career in healthcare, manufacturing, or computers? How about paying tuition that's as low as $35 per credit hour? The South Carolina Workforce Industry Needs Scholarship is available this fall for students majoring in critical workforce areas. The Tri-County tuition rate applies to residents of Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, but other eligible SC residents receive significant discounts as well. For eligibility details and a complete list of majors, go to tctc.edu/scwins.
Cody here from Tim's Harley Davidson. Man, there's no better time to buy the bike of your dreams. We've got tons of new and pre-owned bikes on the lot, and we're selling like crazy. Get this, you can have a payment as low as $69 a month on a pre-owned bike. Check out the easy payment calculator at timsharley.com.
Plus, we pay more for trade-ins than anyone in the area. So go ahead, shop all around. Then make your last stop at Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Male, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMale.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
Getting to your Zen place is what Purple Haze is all about. With locations in Clemson and Williamston, they've been selected as the best place for piercing in the upstate. Purple Haze features body jewelry along with sage and crystals to bring your living space into perfect harmony. With the largest selection of glassware, Purple Haze in Clemson now offers tooth gems and piercings. Whatever it is, that girl will put a spell on you. Purple Haze, Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, Anderson Drive, Williamston.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 11623 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or...